Rain practice. So beginning by remembering our intention to practice mindfulness and to fully engage with this practice for the duration of our sitting. And then moving on to our motivation. So perhaps we can ask ourselves, what is it? What is it that motivates me in this practice? So for a moment, reflecting on this ourselves, seeing if we can find our own way to connect with our motivation for our mindfulness practice. And remembering that underlying our motivation, there will usually be a deep wish for our well-being and for our flourishing, for our cultivation of our full potential, which then we will be able to share with others so that the benefits may spread to others in our lives. And then letting go of intention and motivation as we begin the practice of rain. So we may wish to allow some kind of difficulty or discomfort to come into our awareness. This may be something small, such as a pain or a niggling tension in the body. Or it may be something emotional. But choosing something that feels current at the moment. And then moving into the first stage of the rain practice, where we recognize what it is that we're experiencing. So this is just like turning towards it, opening the door to this difficulty. And greeting it. And it may be helpful to name it. Or it may be easier just to leave it as a felt sensation without a name. So in whatever way we can, we're acknowledging what it is we're feeling or experiencing. Rather than turning away from it, we're turning to meet it. With an attitude of gentleness. And then moving into the second stage of the practice, beginning to give the message of allowing towards this difficulty. So we've turned to meet it. Now is it possible to welcome it, to give it space, to let it in? So if there was any sense before of resisting or keeping the difficulty at arm's length or denying, now we see if we can begin to really allow this difficulty to be here as the part of us it is, because actually it is here. Anyway, and if it's challenging to turn towards our difficulty in this way, perhaps we can just go as far as feels okay and soften around the edges of the difficulty. Providing a space of allowing for the difficulty to rest in. And then moving into the third stage of the practice. So we are giving our difficulty some intimate attention. Becoming closer to it, finding out about it. Perhaps without feeling as if we already know what's there. So looking as if for the first time. And beginning by asking, how is this difficulty manifesting in the body? What kinds of sensations make up the feeling of this difficulty? Is there one part of the body that is holding the difficulty more than any other part? Or is the difficulty more diffuse? So maybe there will be sensations such as tightness or contraction, pain, fogginess, heaviness. Whatever it is, just allowing it to show itself as physical sensation. Just allowing it to show itself as physical sensation. And then moving on to the feeling world. How is this difficulty showing itself emotionally? Is there one clear feeling, or maybe a variety of feelings? perhaps there are a constellation of feelings. Just noticing whatever's there. Without judgment. And then moving on to notice what kinds of thoughts may weave themselves around this difficulty. Are there beliefs, messages we give ourselves? Stories, images, do the thoughts follow particular patterns or go round and round? So we're noticing the temperament of our thinking in relation to this difficulty. And we're not becoming involved in the thinking. We're just noting what kind of thinking it is. And then we're moving on now to ask what kind of attitude characterizes the way that we're relating to this difficulty. Is there an underlying way that we've been relating towards this? So now moving into the last stage of the rain practice. Zooming out from the entire picture that we've been so close up to. Is it possible to become the space around it all? To take a few steps back. Is it possible to begin to see that this is only part of my experience at this moment? Is it possible that this is not all of who I am? That who I am is much bigger than this difficulty? Perhaps all that I've been investigating, getting to know, can be held in a larger space. A wide and open embrace of awareness. Not negating the difficulty, not ignoring it, but giving it an unconditional, open space within which to do what it needs to do. It may change, it may not change. Perhaps asking ourselves, is this difficulty permanent, or is it just passing through? Does it seem solid? Or maybe it's changing and moving more than we realize. Allowing our mind to become vast like the sky, so that our difficulty becomes like a cloud moving across the open sky. So now, as we come to the end of our practice, just taking a moment to appreciate engaging in something which is beneficial, which is in our deepest welfare. And confirming our intention to carry the practice with us and to embody it, so that naturally others will also benefit from it.